We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Leave it to Chase Rice to pen the first country song about the coronavirus.
Dear Corona, you don't know the heart of a country fan. You don't know that we don't give a damn. So you can reschedule stagecoach, but you gotta understand that you don't know the heart of a country fan. We gonna show up, hold our drinks, high, sing songs about trucks and beer. We gonna be met with a big you, cause you ain't welcome here.
Dear Corona, you don't know the heart of a country fan. Truer words never been written or spoken, and Chase Rice, the man who penned it, is joining us. How you doing, pal?
I'm good, man. I'm real good.
I first noticed this. A friend of mine shared it on my Facebook page, and I thought it was, it's funny, but yet it's poignant and heartfelt.
Yeah, I was just sitting on my front porch, and I started writing that, and it happened in like 4 or 5 minutes, and I haven't finished it yet, but I'll probably go back and finish it and do a full version here soon. The thing is, you can't be too funny with it, because it is kind of a serious matter.
Absolutely.
I don't think you're trying to be purposely funny, or I don't think you're trying to be ha-ha mocking. What you're doing is speaking what everybody is thinking.
Exactly. My tour got canceled. We're not playing, supposedly not playing until through May, the end of May, I guess. I don't know. I was out with Brantley Gilbert, supposed to be. But we'll figure it out, man. The thing is, everybody's freaking out. It's going to go away. It's going to go away. Everything's going to go back to normal. And it's going to suck and be boring for a little while. And there's going to be some tragedy behind it, too. But this isn't the first time this has ever happened in the history of the world. It won't be the last. All you can do is keep a positive attitude throughout it and move on.
So, we want to try to have this. You know, we have to have humor. You were on tour with Brantley Gilbert, probably one of the toughest guys out there. You would think the coronavirus would be scared of Brantley Gilbert.
Yeah, I guess that thing ain't scared of anybody.
Chase Rice is joining us right now. Chase, you're staying positive, and I love your attitude. I love everything about it. At the same time, as an artist that is clearly red hot, are you at all worried that this little bump in the road is going to slow the momentum of Chase Rice down a little bit?
Hell no. It's so easy for me to say no to that, because I've gone through losing my career in football. I went through losing my dad, and then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 years ago, it was vocal surgery. You know, I had 2 top 5s and I had to take off for 6 months. I guess once it happens to you so many times, you just start to laugh at it. And this one, luckily for me personally, because every human can relate to this, is I'm not alone in this one. We're all in the same boat.
The internet, you know, was so loving to you. And because of social media and the internet, you were brought to us by other people that we knew. That really helped you. And that is going to continue to help you, because your fans are rabid, man.
Yeah, I have unbelievable fans. And I think that speaks the truth of how hard we've worked for the last 7 years, 7 or 8 years. You spoke about Brantley. He's another artist that can relate to this. There's a lot of artists these days that are blowing up overnight, and that's amazing for those artists. I'm not taking it away from them, but to chase that would be insanity, because I don't even think any of these artists meant to do that. It just happened for them. For us, we have such an amazing fan base because we put in work for 7, 8 years, and that's just happened to be my path. My fans are amazing because they've been there from, a lot of them have been there from day one, and a lot more are coming to the table these days. So welcome to the party, and it's going to continue real soon.
That's why so many of them snatched up the surprise 7-song album that you dropped, the album Part One. You also mentioned that you hadn't finished Dear Corona, your ode, if you will, to the coronavirus. Does that mean you're going to finish it and probably put it on the album Part Two?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was just writing it as a kind of just a lighthearted thing. But if enough people want it, I don't see why not. Music's music, put it out. I sent it to my manager, and we were just kind of laughing about it. But we both agreed, this chorus is fire, man. We might rewrite it and figure something else out.
Listen, if you don't follow Chase Rice on Instagram, please do, along with his 1.1 million followers. And you'll be privy to everything like we were right away when you first put this out. So thank you again for taking some time out this morning and chatting with us about this song. Here down the road, we can't wait to see you actually live in a concert setting, in a concert venue. It'll be fantastic.
I love it around there, man. It's a beautiful place.
Perfect. All right, man. Chase, you take care. Enjoy the bath you're in, I guess, right now. I don't know what the hell that was, but...
Yeah, I'm in the hot tub right now. My football days have caught up to me, and my back hurts real bad most of the time. So I'm in the hot tub. No worries. I'm not taking a bath.
Well, there you go. Because I just installed a giant hot tub at my house, so you definitely have to come stay.
Oh, this warm water might kill the corona if I've got it.
There you go. That's mine and my husband's philosophy. So we'll see you when you come, okay?
All right. Good talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.